This afternoon, I'd like to keep reading Colossians. This year, I have an opportunity to preach once a month, and I'm reading Colossians. I did twice, and this is the third time. This afternoon, I'd like to read Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23. Please open your Bible, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 23. He is the image of the invisible God. He is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For him, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Amen. This is actually a long sentence. This is the one big testimony, or like a proclamation of Apostle Paul. I can teach many, many things from this scriptures, but I'd like to show you that there are three relationships or revelated in this text. The one relationship, the first relationship is between Jesus and the creation. And second one is Jesus between Jesus and his body, the church. And third one is between Jesus and us and ourselves. The first relationship between Jesus and the creation from verse 15 to 17. So please read carefully. And see how Paul explained that who Jesus is in terms of the creation, what the relationship between Jesus and the creation. Let me read it again from verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. This is the first point. Jesus is the firstborn over all creation. For him, all things were created. This is point two. For him, for Jesus Christ, for the Son of God, all things were created. Everything, the whole universe, were created for Jesus Christ. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. For by him all things were created. All things are created for him, and all things are created by him. So Jesus Christ created the whole universe and everything for him. Like daily basis, you know, frankly speaking, we think Jesus is our friend. You know, Jesus, of course, our Lord. We feel so close, you know, because of his grace, right? He walks with us. He's listening to our prayer. But we should never ignore, we should never forget that Jesus was the creator. He is the creator. And everything was created for him. And by him, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth. Not the things we can see, but the things we cannot see. Visible and invisible. The things we can recognize, but the things we cannot recognize. That everything was created by Jesus. All things, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. Wow. So nothing were created without Jesus Christ. Jesus is the creator. So this is the first thing Paul wants to stress. He wants to show, you know, wants us to know. Besides, he is before all things. He is before all things. So this is this kind of timeline story, you know. Jesus is before all things. And in him all things hold together. In him everything's hold together. Everything's related. Everything works well because Jesus holds them together. He knows everything. Everything is under his control. That's why everything is working. So he was a creator, and he's a ruler. And everything works well because Jesus has a idea, you know, because he knows everything. And so without him, nothing exists. Without him, we cannot live. Without him, universe gone. Without him, nothing. This is the first thing Paul wants to know us in this scripture. So this is the relationship between Jesus and the creation. Jesus is the creator, the ruler, and he holds them together. And number two, second point is Jesus, between the relationship between Jesus and the church. From verse 18, he is the head of the body. Body is Christ, is the church. The church. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. So that in everything he might have the supremacy. Jesus is the head of the church. He is the beginning of the firstborn from among the dead. In everything he might have the supremacy. He is the head of the church. And everything is under his control. For God, he was pleased to have all fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Jesus was the head of the church, and also he was the Savior for everybody. He is not just the creator, he's not the ruler of the universe, but he became the head of the church, and he, but the body, the church, were reconciled by his blood, the shed on the cross. So he, the creator, came to this earth, came down to this universe and have the flesh like us and shed his blood and buy us, you know, and he reconciled himself, reconciled the human beings and God through his blood. So this is kind of a long story too short, you know. Right, yeah. Well, we need more explanations, but we don't have enough time to explain everything. But see, but no one can explain. He's the creator, right? He creates the whole universe. He creates the human beings. Yeah. Why this creator come to the earth? He, the creator, became the creation. And he was killed. And he shed his blood. He threw out his life to reconcile, to save our human beings, our evil. The other part that said, explained it, we are evil person, but Jesus Christ shed the blood on the cross to bring back to his creation. It's from verse 21. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. We are not friendly to God. We are not worthy to be saved. We are not enough to receive the blood of Jesus. We are not worthy that Jesus, the Creator, became man and shed his own blood. Nobody are worthy enough. But we are alienated from God and were enemies. We used to be enemies. And we do evil behavior. But what the Bible said, verse 22. Say, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death. He has He is God. God has reconciled you by Christ's physical body. Jesus was what? The Creator. Right? Everything was created by Him and for Him. But He take His physical body to reconcile us through death. Let me read it again. Christ's physical body through death. He threw out His life through His death. Why the Creator has to die? Creator should not die. He's the top. He's the God. He's the Creator. But this Creator became human being, take physical body and died. Like the top to the end, the bottom. For what purpose? It's reconcile you. It's bring you back to God. That's the only reason. God wants you to back His place. We're enemies. We're doing evil behaviors. We are not good at His sight. But He wants to have us back. We're not worthy, but He wants to have us. To fulfill that, the Creator, Jesus Christ, takes physical body and died. This is the gospel. This is the mystery of the gospel. Let me read it again, verse 22. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy. This is unbelievable. Present you holy. We are sinful nature. We're just the dust of the earth, right? We're just a creation. But the Holy Son of God, the Creator of the whole universe, take physical body and through His death present us holy in His sight. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we became holy. What the holy means? Do you know what the holy means? It's not just mean the clean. Holy is godly being. Holy means the things belong to God. That the holy means. We have full of sin. We're not royal to Him. He betrayed Him. We hated Him. But Jesus Christ came to this earth and died to, like, not just change, but like transform us from the evil beings to the holy beings. This is just unbelievable. Without blemish, God never blame you. God never blames you. And free from accusation. Free from accusation. That's too much. God, accuse me. accuse me, blame me. Please, blame me, accuse me. Then save me. But the Bible doesn't say so. What the Bible said. Without blemish. No accusation. Free from accusation. Wow. What the gospel. How sinful you are, how sinful we are. If you continue in your faith. This is the key. If you continue in your faith. If you continue in your faith, if you believe in Him, we are saved and we became holy without blemish and free from accusation. What do you have to do? Believe in Him. Just believe in Him. Continue in faith. Established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Wow, wonderful. You can hear this pride, you know, how Paul is like proud of that. I'm a servant of this gospel. What a privilege I became the servant of this gospel. What a privilege we can go out the world to tell this wonderful gospel, because the Creator and the ruler and held them together, the Jesus Christ, by Him and for Him, everything's are created. But He came down to the earth and take the flesh, physical body, and die for every single person who are not worthy to be saved. We're enemies. Has to be blamed, has to be accused, as we go to hell, but by the faith. Good faith? Big faith? No. Just the single faith. Even like a mustard seed, if you have a faith. We are saved a little? No. Our entire whole body, our life, are saved. What the Bible said, we became clean? No. We became holy. No blemish. No accusation. This is a miracle. This is unbelievable. This is awesome. But this is the gospel. Keep it in your mind. This is the gospel. If you want to die, keep this. If you want to live, keep it. Believe in Him. Jesus Christ is the only one who can save you, because He's the Creator. Because He loves you. Because He ruled the whole universe. But the only one who can save you. And He is alive. And he is the head of this church. He ruled this church. And he calls us become his disciple. But Paul did not introduce himself, "I'm the disciple of Jesus Christ." He said, "I'm the servant of Christ," with his pride, you know, because Jesus became the servant. That's why. Jesus Christ, the Creator, became the slave for him. That's why Paul wants to introduce himself, "I am a slave of Jesus Christ." Of course, Jesus called us friend, but we are not be worthy to be called friend. So Paul said, "I'm the slave of Jesus Christ. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ." But was full of pride, full of joy. Brothers and sisters, read the scriptures again, every day. And you'll be filled with joy. And you're filled with grace. Yeah. No matter how hard your situation is, you have another power. You're filled with grace. Because the Jesus Christ, the Creator, the whole universe, saved us. And we are holy, without blemish, without accusation. Yes, I am the servant of Jesus Christ. With full joy. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we know this truth. Thank you that we have heard this gospel and we have faith. Lord, thank you so much. We are now holy in your sight. We are full of sin, but from your sight, we are holy, without accusation, without blemish, and free from accusation, Lord. Thank you so much. And even you make us the part of your body, Lord. And you call us your servant. And order us, go all over the world and spread this gospel. This gospel is for the whole human beings, for everybody. Lord, thank you so much. Lord, send us the people who need the gospel, Lord. Lord, the people who are, especially in this country, have hard time, and they don't know how to solve their problems and why they're in this desperate situation. And they don't know what they need. Lord, send us and spread and give this wonderful message to each one of them, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.